I'm Asiya Namdar, the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The polls are open in South Carolina. It's the first southern state to hold a Democratic primary this year. And the stakes are high for all the candidates. A loss in the state would be devastating for South Carolina native John Edwards. Hillary Clinton is hoping for yet another victory after consecutive wins in New Hampshire and Nevada. And the state wants a conservative opponent of civil rights could be fertile ground for Barack Obama's brand of politics. Republicans will hold their next primary Tuesday in Florida. In Chicago, an autopsy is planned today on the body of a woman found at an industrial site. The badly decomposed body was discovered yesterday near train tracks on the city's south side. The discovery has sparked speculation the remains could be those of Stacy Peterson, who disappeared last October. Peterson's husband, Drew, who's a former Illinois police sergeant, is suspected in her disappearance. Three people are dead and at least one person is still missing after avalanches in California's San Gabriel Mountains. The latest victim was found by searchers this morning. Also today, a snowboarder who spent last night on a mountain was found unharmed. The avalanches follow several days of stormy weather in California. Warmer temperatures will bring rain to the area today, but by tomorrow, heavy snow will be falling again. That snow will come from a new system that will bring heavy rains to southern part of the state. He's accused in what may be the biggest case of bank fraud ever committed by a single person. Futures trader Jérôme Kervier is being questioned by police in Paris. A French bank says the 31-year-old used fraudulent transactions to hide more than $7 billion in losses. Police are also at the bank's headquarters, investigating the bank's potential role in the scandal and claims of possible insider trading. An American woman and her driver have been kidnapped in Afghanistan. The State Department says the woman and her driver were abducted on the outskirts of Kandahar. The woman was identified as a worker for the Asian Rural Life Development Foundation, which is based in the Philippines. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.